So, 早上好，这是我第一次来BBTC 的华文聚会。我已经在 BBTC 33年了，这是我第一次来这里。你可以看得出我很紧张吗？紧张也是很开心。开心的是因为我要让你们看一个照片。哎，没有开。
Is it on? It's on. Push it down.
这是我的家人。
哇、
wow. 很多孩子，有些人说太多孩子，那是我的老婆慧珍，我们已经结婚10年了，10年中我们有4个小孩，刚刚好男女，最大的是primary 9岁，今年9岁，第四个是今年3岁，蛮可爱的。他们是 BBTC 的第四代，他们是我的孩子，我是第三代，我的爸爸是第二代，但我的爸爸的妈妈奶奶是第一代。我们在 BBTC， 我的奶奶已经回去天堂了，但是我们在 BBTC 有4代，我的希望是你们也有那么多代在 BBTC 一样，带你的孩子来，带你们父母亲来enjoy BBTC please。
他讲得很好对不对、
yes.
鼓励他一下好吗？好棒哦！
但是我开始要说一句道歉，我的道歉就是我真的很少讲华语。我长大的时候很少讲华语。我的父母亲他们在学校里面不需要学华语的，他们可以选学马来语，所以他们我长大的时候他们可以讲马来语，但是他们是英文老师，所以我第一次听到华语的话，第一次说华语的话是我primary 1一年级的时候，所以从 primary 1到做完学校每年都 F9 不及格我的华语。所以我如果我你听到我的华语，就这说是一个 miracle 怎么样说？
奇迹
okay.
他讲得很好F9 还能这样子讲，很棒。
我现在39岁，还有噩梦。噩梦就是我在我睡觉的时候还是要上华文的考试。所以我希望你们听我不会给你们噩梦啊。OK OK 了，我用完了我的华语，我需要你
还可以继续再讲啊。
OK， 我如果可以用华语讲，我尽量讲，但是我应该会讲英语啊，可能not so hard for me 了 ，Yeah。OK， 所以今天我们要讲的就是我的工作，我的见证。但是我们用这个字工作的时候，我不要你想工作好像我当一个警察，我当一个老师，我当一个牧师，不只是说你的 vocation， 你的 job，
你的工作啊，
呀，这是这边的工作，就是说神所要你做的东西。哎呀，我还没 waiting for you to translate。是神所要你讲做的东西，所以如果你不只是好像你的工作，但是如果是你是个stay home mom
住在家的家庭主妇我听太多了，突然间有点家庭主妇，
或者如果你是个在家里，你是 retiree
退了休的在家里，
这也this lesson also applies to you。
这堂讲到的这堂呢，也对你有关系的。
And today we're going to learn from a man named Daniel in the Bible.
今天呢，我们想要跟一个人学习，这个人呢叫做但以理，圣经里面的但以理。
I heard you're going through a series about work.
我听说你这个月在上这个职场这样子的一个讲到这个系列。
In the Bible, there's many good examples of Christians at work.
在圣经里面呢，有很多好的例子呢，讲到呢，基督徒呢在工作是怎么样子的。
Even Jesus was a carpenter.
耶稣本身也是一个木匠啊，
木匠。Some three-way translation.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But my favorite is Daniel.
我最喜欢的呢是但以理本身。
There are many lessons from the life of Daniel about how to be a good workman.
透过他的生命呢，我们可以学到很多的功课，怎么样子呢成为一个好的工人。
So Daniel lived in the time around 600 BC.
丹尼里呢生长在一个大概在公元600年的左右的那段时间。
And he was a man from Israel.
公元前啊 ，sorry， 公元前啊，六百年左右。
He was a man from Israel.
他是以色列百姓。
But he wasn't in Israel.
但是呢，他并不在以色列国。
Because at this time, the people of Israel had been so disobedient.
因为在那个时候呢，犹太人呢，悖逆了神。
Had so upset God.
使到神呢，生气了，发怒了。
That another country from Babylon took all of Israel, conquered the land, and brought all of the Israelites into Babylon.
神兴起另外一个国家叫做巴比伦大国呢，把这个以色列百姓的国家犹大那个国呢把他们带到俘虏了呢，带回他自己的国家里面去。
And they were there for 70 years, 70年。
在那里呢，以色列百姓就在巴比伦国待了70年的时间。
During these 70 years, Daniel worked under 4 different Babylonian kings.
所以呢，在这70年间呢，这个丹尼里呢，就在这个四个君王的统治下，跟这个些君王工作着。
From a young man to an old man, he had to serve different kings.
从一个年轻人到一个年纪大的呢，他服侍了不同的君王。
But what makes Daniel amazing?
很奇妙的是呢
，is that no matter which king he served,
无论丹尼里在服侍着任何的一个君王
，he was always faithful to God.
他都是很忠心的来跟随神。
He always did what God told him.
他做神要他所做的事情。
And most of all.
更重要的呢？
The people around him all started to listen to God, to look at his God, to believe in his God.
他周边的人呢，都因着但以理这样子的忠心来服侍神呢，也透过但以理呢，能够看到这位神是怎么样子的。
这是他的见证。This is his witness. This is how he showed people and he brought people to God.
这是但以理的生命的见证。他是透过他的生命的见证呢，把人带到神的面前来，把荣耀归给神。
So we will see from the life of Daniel.
所以透过这个丹尼里的生命呢
，these three things happening.
我们可以看到这三件事情在发生。
His resolve to do things God's way.
他的决心，他的意志呢，要来顺服神，来按照神的旨意来做神要他做的事情。
How God rewarded him as he did so.
因着他这样子顺服呢，上帝怎么样子的来奖赏他
？And how the people around him responded.
而也因着这样子呢，他周边的人呢，怎么样子的来回应这件事情
？So we're going to start with the king called Nebuchadnezzar.
所以呢，我们要从这个尼布甲尼撒这个王呢开始。
尼布甲尼撒， okay.
对，很准，很标准。尼布甲尼撒
，Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, Nebuchadnezzar. So the story of Nebuchadnezzar is Nebuchadnezzar was the first king who brought the Israelites out of Israel and into Babylon.
他是第一位君王，这个尼布甲尼撒呢，他是第一位君王呢，把这个以色列百姓呢带进入这个巴比伦国。
And he had a very good strategy.
他有很好的策略。
Instead of killing all of the Israelites,
他没有把所有的犹太人都杀掉。
He chose the very good ones.
他把那些最最最精锐拔萃的最好的。
The young, the strong, the handsome.
年轻的身体强壮的那些都。
好像黄牧师一样的。
像他一样的好帅的那一种啊。
Right. And he brought them into the palace.
把他们这些呢都带到了王宫里面去。
And he tried to buy their souls over.
然后呢尝试呢以这样子的方式呢让他们来洗他们的脑，让他们呢能够改变他们的身份。
He said, "You are the best."
他跟这些人说你是最好的最棒的。
I will give you the best education, the best food.
也因此呢我给你最好的食物最好的教育。
If you serve me well,
如果你好好的来服侍的话，这些都是你的。
And most people would say, "Yes, sure, give me the best things."
所以大多数的人呢，都会说，哦，对啊，我来这里，你还给我这么好的待遇，当然了，把最好的给我。
They will put their values and their morals and their ethics away in a cupboard somewhere.
也因着这样子的一个待遇呢，自己国家的价值呢的教导呢，就把他们收藏在书柜里面，忘了他一干二净。
They will even hide away their religion, their God.
甚至他们的宗教，他们的神呢，也因着这样子的好待遇呢，他们把这个神呢也藏起来了。
But not Daniel and his friends.
但是但以理和他的朋友呢，却不是这样子。
Could you read Daniel 1:8, please?
我们一起来读这段经节，好不好？看得到哦。我们一起来读，我数到三，一起来读啊！一、二、三，开始。
但以理却立志，不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
Amen， 不玷污自己。
Amen， 因为他们这样做。
这四个少年人在神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的意象和梦兆。
So can you see Daniel and his friends? They said we will do things God's way.
但以理跟他的朋友呢？他们说的他们的觉知是什么呢？我们要做上帝要我们做的事情，上帝的方式来做这样子的事情。
And God blessed them.
而上帝就祝福了他们。
All the other men who were eating the good food,
其他的人在享受那些美食的时候呢
？They were not as strong as Daniel and his friends.
他们没有像但以理和他的朋友那样子的强壮。
So what happened is the king Nebuchadnezzar he had a dream.
所以呢，这个尼布加尼撒呢，这个王呢，有一个梦。
In this dream, he saw all kinds of visions.
在这个梦当中呢，他看到各种各样的意象。
And he didn't understand them.
而他不明白。
So he wanted to ask the people around him, tell me what my dream means.
他问周边的人，帮我解这个梦是什么意思。
But he did one thing.
但是他做了一件事情。
He didn't tell them what the dream was.
这个王呢，他没有告诉百姓呢，这个梦是什么。
So when all of the wise men in Babylon they heard this,
所以呢，在巴比伦所有的那些文人有智慧的人呢来到巴比伦王面前呢
，they said this is impossible.
他们跟王说这是不可能的事情。
Impossible, 不可能。How can we know what? How can we tell you what your dream means?
我们怎么可能告诉你的梦是什么
？If you can't even tell me what your dream is,
如果你不告诉我们这个梦到底是什么呢？
And Nebuchadnezzar, he said, "I will kill all of you."
这个王呢就说我会把你们全部统统杀掉。
Daniel was a good man with a good heart.
但以理呢是一个好人，他的心很善良。
And he cried out to God.
他向神呼求。
And he said, "God, tell me what is this dream."
他跟神说，神啊，告诉我这个梦到底是什么一回事。
And what does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？而且他的梦是什么意思呢
？And God did the impossible.
神做了那人手不能够做的。
He opened Daniel's eyes and his heart.
他打开了这个但以理的属灵的耳朵眼睛。
And he told Daniel everything that the king had dreamt and what it meant.
然后他告诉但以理这个王所做的梦，所有一切他都来告诉这个但以理。
He did the impossible.
他做了不能够做的事情。
So let me test this out, okay?
让我来试试看一下。
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10.
我现在在想一个数目字从1到10。
你可以告诉我哪一个号码吗？7号错，8号错，0号，0号是号码吗？0号错也是错。So you see my point?
你明白我在讲的重点吗？
对啊，1号，1号。
他的鼻子放在鼻子这样子，对，1号啊。
Yeah. It's a miracle that God let Daniel see what was in Nebuchadnezzar's mind.
所以呢，这是神迹来的哦。神让但以理呢能够知道这个尼布加尼撒所梦的梦到底是什么。
So you could see how Daniel,
所以你可以看到但以理呢
was a witness to God's power.
他见证了上帝的能力。
Through him, people could see the power of his God.
接着但以理的生命呢他们那些人呢能够看到上帝的能力的作为在他的生命当中。
And maybe sometimes when we are in our own impossible situation,
可能有时候当我们在我们所面对的好像很困难的环境当中
we naturally start to feel very angry, very helpless.
我们很自然可能会觉得很无助很生气。
But maybe consider that this could be an opportunity,
你可曾想过，可能这个可以是一个契机
，for God to show His power through you，
让神接着你的生命呢来彰显他的能力。
And when Nebuchadnezzar heard the dream being interpreted，
所以当这个尼布加尼撒王听到这个梦被解开的时候呢
，he was amazed，
他很惊讶。
And he didn't just see the miracle of God.
他不单单只是看到上帝的能力的成绩。
He also saw the heart of God.
他也看到上帝的心意。
Could we read this verse?
所以呢，你才会在但以理书呢四章三十七节这么说：现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平。那行动骄傲的，他能降为卑。
他可以看到但以理的神是诚实，是公平的神。Yes. So from this, when we represent God at work,
当我们在职场上在工作的地方呢，这样子的来代表神的时候呢，
we show people the character of God.
我们让人看到的是什么呢？是上帝的属性。
We don't just know that God is powerful.
我们他们不知道，不但只是看到上帝是大有能力的，
but God is just, He's righteous, He's good.
上帝是公义的。是信实的，是良善的。
In many other religions,
在其他的宗教，
there are many gods that are powerful.
有很多很有能力的神。
But a lot of people, you have to serve these gods.
但是很多人呢，要来服侍这些神。
Out of fear.
但是他们的服侍是带着惧怕的心态来服侍的。
But that's not why we serve our God.
但是我们呢，不一样。这不是因为害怕而来服侍神。
That's not our God. We can boast about our God's character.
我们的神不是这样子的。我们可以大大的吹这个喇叭，这位神是怎么样子的？好的一位神。
A good and a loving God.
很良善、很信实、很美好的一位神。
So you see how Nebuchadnezzar was influenced by Daniel's work.
所以你看这位君王呢，是怎么样子透过这个但以理的生命呢，被影响到了。
So a few years later, Nebuchadnezzar dies and a new king comes up.
几年过后，这位君王死掉了，一个新的君王兴起来。
And his name is?
他的名字叫做伯沙撒王。伯沙撒王。
伯沙撒王 Belshazzar. This king was not such a good king.
这个国王不是很好的一个国王来的。
In fact, he was a very evil king.
他是一个很恶毒的君王。
Not only did he not like the Israelites,
他不但不喜欢以色列百姓，
he took the things from Israel's holy temple, the temple of God.
他拿那些在以色列圣殿的那些的器皿，那些的献祭的器皿所用的东西，
and he used it for himself.
他把这些呢拿回自己的家，当做自己的器皿来用着。
The holy things he used it as his personal, his cup, his plate.
上帝分别为圣的那些圣洁的东西呢，他把它带回家呢，自己来用着。
He desecrated the temple, the holy things.
因此呢，他玷污了呢，上帝呢分别为圣的那些东西。
And God was not happy.
神不高兴。
One day while they were having a banquet, a feast.
所以有一天呢，当这个君王呢在摆设宴席的时候呢。
A hand appeared on the wall.
有一只手指出现在那个墙壁上。
And he wrote some words on the wall.
然后呢，这只手指在墙壁上呢写了一些的字。
But they didn't know what it meant.
但是呢，这位王呢不晓得他是什么意思。
So he asked all his people, "Who can tell me what this means? Can we find an interpreter?"
所以呢，他就找这些人呢，谁可以告诉我这个墙壁上的意思是什么呢？有没有人能够翻译这个文字呢？
Until finally, someone told the king there was this man Daniel.
终于有一个人跟他说，哦，有一个叫做但以理的这个人。
During the time of Nebuchadnezzar, he could read the mind, he could interpret dreams.
在上一代的君王当中呢，他可以为他解梦。
And so the king found Daniel.
所以这个君王呢就找到但以理。
And this is what he said to him.
然后他告诉但以理，王问但以理说。你是被掳之犹大人中的但以理吗？就是我父王从犹大掳来的吗？我听说你里头有神的灵，心中光明，又有聪明和美好的智慧。
From this we can see,
从这里我们可以看到
that we are witnesses, we are evidence of God's favor.
我们是如何？上帝是如何的恩待着我们
？When you have the favor of God with you，
当神偏爱我们的时候，神的恩宠在我们的生命的时候呢
？It's not just God who notices you，
不只是上帝的眼睛在我们的身上
，The people around you notice you，
周边的人呢也注意到了你的生命。
The people around you will say， "How come this man has so much blessing, so much favor?"
Of course. 周边的人肯定来问哦，为什么这个人有这么多的祝福，这么多的恩典？
And why does God do this?
为什么上帝这样子做呢？
Why does God bless you and favor you?
为什么上帝这样子的偏待你呢？
So that you can point others to God.
只有一个原因，就是以致呢，你能把别人的目光呢，都转向上帝那里。
In Luke 16 verse 9,
在路加福音十六章第九节，
it says, use your wealth.To bring people into the kingdom of heaven.
这段经节说到呢，用你的所有的财富呢，来带领别人呢，进入神的国里面去。
So if you are rich,
如果你是有钱的，
God has a reason for that.
神是有他的旨意命定在你的生命当中。
That through the favor he has blessed you,
接着他给你这样子的一个恩待，
you will point people to God.
你会把人归向神，指向神那里去。
But this story of Belshazzar is not yet over.
这个故事还没有完成。
Belshazzar said, I want to give you a lot of rewards, a lot of gifts if you can tell me what the words mean.
所以这个王呢就跟但以理说呢，我会给你很多的礼物，如果你可以告诉我这个墙壁上的字是什么意思。
And he said,
所以呢这个我们就看到但以理书五章十七节这么说，但以理在王面前回答说，你的赠品可以归你自己，你的赏赐可以归给别人。伯沙撒啊，你是他的儿子，你虽知道这一切，你心仍不自卑，竟向天上的主至高，使人将他殿中的器皿拿到你面前。当夜，加勒底王伯沙撒被杀。
What happened here?
在这里发生了什么事情呢？
Was God was telling Belshazzar?
上帝在告诉这位王
，and the whole nation of Babylon, the evil nation，
借着这样子呢，也向着整个巴比伦国的百姓来宣告
about the importance of holiness，
告诉他们圣洁是何等的重要
，the importance that God is holy and we too are to be holy。
那个信息是上帝是圣洁的，也因着上帝是圣洁的，我们也都必须要圣洁。
So when we are working, when we're out in the world,
所以当我们在属世的环境当中，
part of our job, part of our mission is to show people what holiness looks like.
我们其中的职分就是要让人知道我们所信奉的这位神他是圣洁的。
So in our lives, are we choosing the holy things of God?
在我们的生命当中，我们是否把我们自己分别出来呢
？For example, in Singapore, a few years ago, we built the two casinos.
在新加坡好几年前，我们建立了两个赌场。
Did we say something about it?
我们有没有发一些的声音啊
？In Singapore, more babies are killed through abortion.
借着堕胎啊，在新加坡很多的婴孩被谋杀了。
More than people die of cancer.
而且这些的人数呢，比那些中了癌症的人数呢的比率还要更多。
Every year 6,000 abortions.
每年有6,000个婴孩被堕胎。
And if you read the Bible,
如果你看圣经的话，
you know this is murder.
你知道这是谋杀。
As Christians, do we say something about it?
作为基督徒，我们会是否为着这件事情来发一些的声音
？Do we represent holiness, God's holiness, wherever we are？
在无论在任何的环境下，我们是否反映出神是圣洁的呢
？The third king was Darius.
第三个国王叫做大力乌王。
Okay, 大力乌王 ，right? By this time, Daniel was an old man.
到这个时候呢，但以理是一个年纪很大的。老人了。
But he had been a holy man for many, many years.
所以很多年来他都是分别的他的生命出来过着圣洁的生活。
When you are doing things God's way,
当你在按着神的方式来活的时候呢
,Bible tells us you will have many people who hate you.
圣经告诉我们其实有很多人哦很讨厌你的不喜欢你。
Because you are doing the things that they don't like.
因为你在做他们不喜欢的事情。
You are getting favor above them.
你得到的那个恩宠呢比他们还要多。
So some of the other politicians during Daniel's time.
所以在但以理的时候呢其他的政治家呢
Daniel was like the deputy prime minister, the number two.
但以理好像是当时的那个总理吧全国的第二号人物。
The people below him, they did not like him, and they had a plan to get rid of him.
他的下属呢，有一些呢不喜欢他，他们有个计划要把他给拉下台。
And they basically wanted everyone in the land to worship a statue of the king.
所以呢，他们的计划就是呢，要让这个地方的百姓呢来膜拜一个他们的君王的那个雕像。
And whoever didn't,
任何没有膜拜的呢
，would be killed.
就会被杀头。
But that's not what happened, because this is how Daniel responded to that law.
所以呢，因着那个律法出现呢，这个但以理是怎么样子的来回应
？Could we all read this together?
来，我们一起来读这段经节好不好？但以理书呢，六章十节，一二三，开始。
但以理知道这禁令盖了玉玺，就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前。祷告感谢与素常一样。
从这里你可以看到但以理的决心。Did I get it right? Yes, okay. Because he set his heart to do things God's way.
因为但以理立志呢，决心呢，要按着神的方式呢来做神要他做的事情。
People said, "Don't pray to God."
别人说不要向神祷告。
He said, "I must pray to God."
他说我必须要敬拜这位神。
Because of that.
也因着这样子，但以理有死掉吗？
没有。
他帮我回答了。
What happened was God sent His angels and He shut the lion's mouth.
所以呢，上帝呢就把差派了他的天使呢，把那个狮子的口呢给封住了。
As punishment, he was thrown into a lion's den.
所以呢，因为他没有顺服神，他继续这样子的膜拜他的上帝呢。
And everyone thought he would die.
所以呢，很多人以为他会死。为什么他受到刑罚，被丢到狮子坑里面去？很多人以为他会死掉了。
But God sent angels to save him.
所以上帝差派呢，天使呢，去拯救但以理。
Do you know in the Bible it says we all have angels around us?
你知道吗？圣经上告诉我们哦，我们每一个人都有天使在我们旁边哦。
These angels are sent to do your command.
这些天使呢是差派来为你的事情呢来工作来服侍。
When you're in trouble and you cry out to God,
当你遇见困难的时候向神呼求的时候呢
,the angel is the one who is sent to help you.
这个天使呢就是差派来帮助你的。
In the last one week, I've heard the same story from two different people.
这过去的一个星期当中呢我从两个人的口中呢听到这同样的一个故事。
And the story is this, when they were teenagers, when they were not yet Christians,
所以当这些人还是青少年的时候呢
还没有 not Christians,
还不是基督徒的时候呢
at one point they were swimming, these are two different people, they were swimming,
这两个人啊，这两个人是不同的人。他们还是青少年，还不是基督徒的时候，在游泳的时候呢
，and they suddenly started to drown。
他们突然间呢，就好像要被水溺着要溺水啊。
And both of them told the same story to me. They said as they were drowning, when they thought that was it。
他们在下沉的时候呢，他们以为他们的命就要结束了，这样子的时候呢
，They both in their mind they saw a picture of a hand coming down and grabbing them up。
这两位呢，在他们的脑子里中呢，就看到好像有一只手呢，从水里进入那水里，把他们拉上来。
And another hand from the bottom pushing them out of the water。
哦，有一只从上面抓，另外一只手从上面把他们推上来。
And when they were doing so, they heard a voice in the ear, in the heart。
在这样子的过程当中，他们听到有一个声音。
Say, not yet.
还没
Jesus, it's not time for you yet. You don't know Jesus yet.
这个圣灵说，时间还没有到，你还不认识耶稣。
On Friday, last Friday.
上个礼拜五
One of them received Jesus into her heart.
这两个，我不是有两个来跟他讲了，其中的一个呢，上个礼拜五呢，就信了耶稣。
The other one received Jesus a few years ago.
另外一个呢，几年前，早几年前呢，就已经信了耶稣了。
That's what happens when these angels around us, God doesn't want us to die before our time.
神不要我们在还没到时的时候，我们就提前丧命了。
He has a plan for you.
他有向我们的命定的旨意。
And he won't let you go without fulfilling, finishing that plan.
他不会让我们走，直到他成就他的旨意在我们的生命里面。
God loves us so much.
上帝爱我们。
That he doesn't want us to suffer.
他不要我们受罪。
And in this case, You could see from the example of Daniel in the lion's den that from that we can see the love of God.
就透过啊这个他被丢进狮子坑里的这个故事呢，我们可以看到上帝的爱。
When we are safe from harm,
当我们不受到困难的时候呢
？When you have a story of how good God has been to you,
当我们的生命中经历上帝的慈爱的时候呢
？People will notice.
别人会看到。
We are saved. We live so that we can tell other people about the love of God.
我们活着呢，因为我们可以告诉别人上帝的爱。
And this was how King Darius responded.
所以呢，这个大力乌王呢，这样子的回应，他这样子说：现在我这样子小谕我所统辖的全国人民，要在但以理的神面前战惊恐惧。因为他是永远长存的活神，他的国永不败坏，他护庇人，搭救人。
在英文那最后两个字 ，He saves， 最后两个字 ，He saves。如果你用Hebrew 讲，就是说，He saves is the same word as Jesus Yeshua 是一样的字。
所以如果你看原文的意思的话，搭救这两个字在原文里面呢，它的意思呢是。跟耶稣的名字一样啊，耶稣呀，那个字是一样的。
So we learn from this that we are as we work, whatever we do on earth, we bear witness to God's grace.
所以呢，我们在这件事情上看到呢，我们啊可以见证上帝的恩典
，His salvation，
他的救恩。
Who knows? After people see in you God's power, character, favor, holiness, love, and grace.
所以呢，你看到啊，当别人看到你生命中呢，经历到神的大能、神的属性、神的偏爱、神的圣洁、神的慈爱等等之后呢
，Maybe they want to know more about your God。
可能他们从你生命身上这些呢，他们也想要来认识这位神到底是怎么样子。
Have you thought about it? Why are you so blessed?
你想过吗？为什么你的生命这么的蒙福
？Maybe you don't think you are blessed。
可能你不认为你自己很得着很大的祝福。
But we are blessed。
但是我们确实是蒙福的。
Every breath that we breathe is given by God.
每一口气息都是神给我们的。
I may not be as rich as some other people.
我可能不比某些人更加的有钱。
But I have everything I need.
但是我所需要的一切我都有。
In Singapore, we are so blessed.
在新加坡我们很蒙福。
We don't have to worry about the next meal.
我们不用担心下一餐是什么。
We don't have to worry about having a shelter over our heads.
我们不用担心有一个遮盖。
We are blessed. We have the favor of God.
我们有上帝的这个偏爱。
Are we telling the people around us about the God who blesses us?
我们是否跟周边人说有这么一位神在祝福着我们
？So ask yourself the question.
所以要问自己这个问题。
In the things that we do,
你的工作，
如果是你的工作或者是你所做的东西。What is when whatever you do, does it bring glory to God?
是否在见证上帝的荣耀，把荣耀归给上帝
？Are we telling people about what God has done for us?
我们是否告诉我们周边的人，上帝在我们的生命中做了些什么
？Even for housewives,
在家当家庭主妇的
，as you do your job as a housewife,
你在家里这样子的服侍家庭的时候。
Are your children able to see God through your work?
你的孩子们能够看到上帝在你生命上所做的一切吗
？Even if you are a retiree,
如果你是退了休的
，Are you witnessing to your family and to the people around you about God?
你是否借着这样子的时间呢，来积极的呢，跟你的家人、朋友呢，为信的呢，来传福音
？So, let me tell you my own story about being a witness to God at work.
让我告诉你我自己的故事，关于在职场上怎么样子见证神。
I work for these two companies.
我以前跟这两个公司打工。
Today 是一个报纸，以前是很大的报纸，以前有每天有70万个人读每天。还有 Channel News Asia， Channel News Asia 是那个 news channel，
对 news channel 新闻那。频道
新闻频道 ，right？ 我记得我，OK， when I first came back to church，
当我刚再一次回到教会的时候
，I came because of not because of God。
我来教会那时不是因为神
，I came because of an angel。
因为有一个天使。
Who became my wife later on.
这个天使变成我的妻子。
Her name is Joanne, yeah. 慧珍, yeah.
她叫慧珍,
And I came to church because she said, look, if you want to be in a relationship with me, you have to be in a relationship with my God.
所以呢，他很直接的跟啊牧师说呢，如果你要跟我有关系的话呢，你先要跟上帝有关系。
Okay, lor, I came.
所以他就来教会了。
Yeah, but I started to learn to love her God more and more.
透过这样子呢，我开始更加的来认识这位上帝，更加的来爱这位上帝。
But I remember one day early on, she asked me to sign up for something called BSF.
我记得啊，有一次他叫我报名参加一个叫做 BSF 的。
Yeah, 每个礼拜拜一七点半要开始班 Bible study class
查经啊。
Yeah, 但是 at that time my job started at 3 o'clock in the afternoon until 1 a.m. at night every day.
我当时的工作环境是从下午三点开始上班到晚上一点凌晨一点。
I said it's impossible.
我跟他说根本就不可能的回事。
She said just pray, lor.
他说祷告咯。
So I pray with no faith.
我是没有，我带着没有信心这样子的来祷告。
I pray to make her happy.
我祷告是为了要让我的那个天使开心。
Within 1 week,
一个星期之后
，my boss called me into his office.
我的老板把我叫到他的办公室里面
，and said we are creating a new role.
我们在公司里面呢要尝试一个新的角色。
And it starts every day at 6 a.m. until 3 p.m.
这个新的角色呢，他的工作的时间是。6 a.m. 早上6点到
3点，
下午3点。
Every day, Monday to Friday,
星期一到星期五。
No weekends,
没有周末的时间。
So I have to sign up for BSF.
所以呢，神听了我祷告，我就这样子的报名参加了。
But this is just a small example.
这是一个很小的例子。
Every time I decided to give God, do things God's way,
每次当我愿意顺服神的旨意带领的时候呢
，I would see Him clear the way for me.
我看到神为我开路。
I became what we know in the Bible as an elder at the gate.
我就成为一个在旧约的时代的时候呢，他们在那个城边城门呢看护的那个叫做长老，在看护着那个城门的那个。
In the media industry.
在这个media 这个媒体的这个传媒的这个事工上呢
，there are very few Christians，
很少很少的基督徒
，especially at the top，
尤其是高级的人重要人物呢。
And I saw how God put me there，
我看到神把我放在那里呢
，so that as we told the news，
我开始讲那个故事的时候呢
，we can tell it with through God's eyes，
我们是借着神的眼光来把故事报告给人看。
I realized being a witness, being a Christian at work.
在工作上呢，作为一个基督徒呢
，there are two things people are looking out for.
人看我是两件事情
，excellence.
做的有没有尽力做的最好
，and integrity.
而且呢，我的这个品格
，and I realized very few people do these two things at work all the time.
我发现呢，在我的工作上，很少人这两个都是做的很好的。
So I asked God, help me be that person.
所以我叫神帮助我成为那样子一个人。
And people kept noticing.
其他人就我周边人就一直在看着。
I never thought about doing things for promotions or for my bonus or for my raise.
我从来不是为了要升职或者这样子的一个利益的关系而工作着。
But it came.
但是呢，这些都来到了。
It came to the point that even after I left the company.
甚至呢，当我离开我的公司的时候呢，
我的大老板他 one day of 3 years after I left, he gave me a call.
三年后我离开公司三年后呢，我的大老板以前的大老板给我打个电话
，and he says, Edric, can you come and meet me? I need to talk to you.
叫他来跟他见个面。
And when he met me, he says, I have something I need to tell you about what's going on in my family.
所以他跟我说见面的时候，他跟我说：“我要告诉你一件有关于我家的事情。”
And I have no one else I can tell it to.
因为我没有别的人可以告诉了。
And he told me the story was about one of the problems that the children was facing.
所以他告诉我他家中一个孩子出现了一些的问题。
And I prayed for him at the end.
最后呢，我为他祷告。
And as I walked away, I was thinking.
当我离开的时候，我在想。
Why did he call me?
为什么他打电话找我？
I mean, he has other people who he still works with. He has his own friends.
他有其他的朋友，他有自己的朋友。为什么他来找我呢？
But I realized he trusted me.
突然间我发现呢，他信任我。
And I realized he trusted me not because of who I am.
他信任我并可能不是因为我自己本身是什么样子一个人
but because I always try to reflect Jesus, to reflect God into my workplace.
他信任我的原因是因为呢可能在工作上呢很多时候我尝试呢来反映出神的属性反映出耶稣在我的工作的时候
And when you reflect the love of God,
当你反映出上帝的爱的时候呢
people will feel that same love from you.
周边的人呢会感受到上帝的爱
And in their time of need,
在他有需要的时候呢
they may not have a God to cry out to,
他们可能不会向上帝呼求
but maybe they will cry out to you,
可能他会找你来跟你说
and you can pray with them and you can introduce them to God.
所以呢你可以为他们祷告然后把神介绍给他们
So this is why after all this years in the news industry, I quit to start a few Christian websites.
所以呢我在这些媒体呢工作了好一些年呢我辞职了呢我开始了一些基督徒的那个公司。
And our job is to teach people,
我的工作就是要帮助人呢
to teach Christians,
教导基督徒呢
how to reflect God in the marketplace at work.
怎么样子呢在在职场上呢来反映出神的荣耀。
So that when people look at you, they don't see you.
当人看你的时候他们不单单只是看着你自己。
They see the power of God.
他看到神的能力。
The character of God.
看到神的属性。
The favor of God.
看到神的偏爱。
The holiness of God.
看到神的圣洁。
The love of God.
看到神的慈爱。
The grace of God.
看到神的恩典。
And maybe they will receive the salvation from God.
也因着这样子呢可能他们也有也能够从你的生命当从神那儿得着救恩。
This is not just in English.
这不只是英文的。
We have Chinese stories also.
其实这三个公这两个三 is a three companies, right? Two.
At the moment, it's two.
Okay, 这两个都不只是英文的事工它也有中文的。
And within the next year,
来临的这一年
We hope that we will put a site that's only in Chinese.
我希望的就是能够单单一个华文、中文为主的一个网站
to help the Chinese church, Chinese Christians,
帮助华文教会、华文的基督徒
learn more about God,
更加的认识神
learn how to be His witness at work,
能够在工作上为神做见证
and help people bring more and more of the Chinese-speaking people in Singapore to Christ.
而借着这样子呢能够带更多的讲华语的呢的在这里工作的呢来认识神。
Why is this important?
为什么我们的见证是这么重要的呢?
Why is it important to be like Daniel?
为什么要像丹尼里这样子的生活是很重要的呢?
Why is it we look at Daniel, when we look at Daniel, how can we bring that spirit of Daniel?Into our workplace.
当你看到丹尼里的生命的时候，怎么样子学习他的榜样呢？把这样子的一个精神呢，带到你的工作场里去呢
？Let me answer by showing you some numbers.
让我这样子来回答，以一些的数字来回答你。
Have you seen these numbers before?
你看过这些数字吗
？The gray area is the number of people in Singapore.Who don't know Jesus?
那个灰色的部分呢，是那些在新加坡还没有信主的。
There's about 19% of Singapore who are Catholics and Christian Protestants.
有19%呢是天主教徒。
这是我们 ，but we are the minority.
我再重新说一下，有19%呢是天主教徒和基督教徒我们你可以从这里看到，我们是少数。
The truth is in the English-speaking part of Singapore.
在讲英文的群体里面，在新加坡讲英文的群体里面呢
，a bigger percentage, a bigger proportion of people are Christian.
有比较多一些的人是基督徒来的。
But the Chinese-speaking part of Singapore.
在讲中文的群体在新加坡里面呢
，there's not enough of us.
不足够的人数
Not enough of us.
不足够的人数
Let me show you another number.
让我给你看多另外一个数目字
On the left is the percentage of people who speak English at home.
左边呢是那些多少的%呢在家里讲英文的
37%.
有37%是讲英文的你看到那个绿那个橙色的最左边的那个讲英文在家里
但是那两个红色的就是讲Mandarin 讲华语或者讲福建话讲广东话的一起算是 47%。So there's more Chinese speaking people in Singapore.
所以呢在新加坡呢有更多的讲中文的人数。
Than there are English speaking people.
比讲英文的呢还要多。
This is the heart language.
这是在这里的那个触动我们的心的那个言语。
But in the churches across Singapore,
但是在新加坡众教会当中呢
，the English side is always bigger than the Chinese side.
那个讲英文的呢，华语中的人数呢，都是比讲华文的还要多。
So what this tells me is that we have an opportunity.
所以这告诉我呢，我们有一个契机，有一个机会。
The opportunity here is the Chinese-speaking part of Singapore.
那个机会就是呢，讲华语的人数呢。
They are there to be saved.
他们还没有得救，我们要向他们传福音。
If you remember, 希望印尼有约，记得希望印尼有约那个华文的布道会 it was a full stadium.
记得吗？那个就是整个体育场都坐满了人。
How many of you were there for the Chinese rally?
有多少人去那里呢？看看你的手下，哇，好多人哦，
很多，最少一半。You saw that it was a full stadium. I was there for all the rallies, all five rallies.
我自己本身在那五场布道会，我都在那里。
None of them were as full as the Chinese rally.
没有其他的布道会呢，都没有像我们华的呢，坐满了那么多的人。
Why? Because I think the Chinese people in Singapore.
为什么呢？因为我觉得我们新加坡的华人呢。
It is your time.
是我们的时间。
It's your time. It's your time for Jesus to be shined into this part of Singapore.
是我们的时间，是时候呢，让耶稣的亮光呢，光照在我们讲华文的族群里面。
One more number to show you.
最后一个数目字。
This one's a bit hard to understand.
这个有点难理解啊。
Yeah, let me just click through everything. The blue line is the percentage of Chinese, the blue line is the percentage of non-Singaporeans in Singapore. Sorry.
那个蓝线呢，讲到是非居民居住在新加坡的人口。
The red line is Singapore citizens and Singapore PR.
所以那个红线呢是新加坡公民还有永久居民。
This goes from 1990 to 2015.
所以呢，从左边到右边呢，是1990年到2015年。
In 1990, in Singapore, for 6 out of every 7 people were Singapore citizens or PR.
在1990年的时候呢，七个say it again,
six out of 7 were Singapore citizens or PR.
Okay, 七个人当中呢，有六个是新加坡公民或者是永久居民。
Mostly we are Singaporeans.
所以大多数在那个时候呢，我们都是新加坡人。
But once you come to 2015,
但是当你来到2015年的时候呢
，6 in 10 are citizens.
所以呢，十个人当中呢，只有六位呢是公民来的。
That means 4 in 10 people in Singapore.
所以呢，也意味着有四个人，十个人当中有四个呢在新加坡呢。
Are not Singaporeans.
他们不是新加坡人。
And you know the number of 中国人from China in Singapore is more than 1 million.
你要吗？中国来的还有新加坡的华人连在一起呢，有
1 million, more than 1 million.
1 million is
千万，
百万，
不是千万，百万。
我的数目字有点糟糕，百万啊 ，OK.、
Yeah. They are here to work.
很多来这里工作。
They will be here for a few years.
会在这里待上好几年
，and then they'll go back to retire in China.
然后回到自己的国家里
，or Malaysia or whatever country.
或者任何的国家，他们从哪一个国家
？This is an opportunity.
这是我们的机会。
This is an opportunity because maybe back home they won't get to hear the gospel of Jesus.
这是一个机会，为什么？可能如果他们待在他们自己的家乡的话，他们没有机会来听到主耶稣的福音的信息。
You know that back home they may not be able to carry a Bible, they may not be able to attend church.
或者甚至呢，在自己的家乡呢，他们甚至不能够拥有一本圣经，或者不能够去教会去聚会。
But here they can.
但是来到这里呢，有这个机会。
So why is it so important when that at work we are witnesses for God?
所以为什么我们在我们的工作场上，我们要为神做见证是这么的重要呢
？It's for the sake of the it's part of the eternal battle for souls.
这是我们永恒为这属灵魂的征战 的一个问题。
Every time I encounter somebody at work，
每次我跟在公司里面跟人交流的时候呢
，Like when Daniel met the kings，
就像但以理跟那个君王这样子对面的时面对面的时候呢
，That may be the only chance for this person to hear about God。
那可能是那个人唯一能够听到福音的好信息。
And for all the 40% of people in Singapore who are here to work，
那些40%的在新加坡工作的呢？
This is our chance to witness to them.
这是我们的机会来向他们传福音。
This is our chance to tell them about God.
来为神做见证，告诉他们上帝是谁。
So I come from the Council of Elders. I come from the main service as the DSP of this church.
我呢是以这个长老啦，这个教会的这个副主任副主任牧师的身份。
To tell you,
来告诉大家
that this service, this Mandarin congregation,
这个我们的华文集会
is very important to us.
是很重要的
It's very, very important.
对我们来说，华文集会是非非非常的重要的
As an English-speaking Christian,
我是讲英文的基督徒
I have run out of friends.
我已经没有什么朋友了
to tell the gospel to.
要跟他们传福音，已经越来越少了的朋友。
But I don't think that's the same for the Chinese-speaking Christians in Singapore.
但是我不认为在我们华文的会众里面呢，我们华的族群当中呢，我们会缺少人来传福音。
You are the chance, the big opportunity.
我们这里的每一位就是那个机会
to bring more and more people into the kingdom of heaven.
来抓住这个机会机会呢，来带更多人来信主
to fulfill the great commission.
来完成这个大使命
to save people, to snatch them from the fire.
来拯救人的灵魂。
And my prayer for you,
我的祷告是
is that as you go to work,
当你去工作的时候
as you do whatever work God has given to you,
无论你做什么样子工作，神给你的工作
as a working man or at home,
无论是在家还是在职场上
even if you have finished your work and you're retiree, but you're still around people,
更或者是你已经退了休，但是你还是在人群当中
that you take every opportunity,
你抓住每个时期。
To be a witness for God.
来为神做见证。
Let me close us in prayer.
让我们一起的来祷告。
Dear God,
亲爱的上帝
，Today we have learned from you.
今天我们从你那儿学到了
about your power and your goodness.
你的大能，你的良善
about how you love everyone, even the kings.
你怎么样子的爱护我们，甚至那些的君王
？That you bring people to them to talk about your goodness.
你把人带到他们的面前来传讲你的荣耀，你的良善。
And I pray for the people in BBTC's Chinese church today.
今天早上为这里的每个弟兄姐妹祷告
，That they will fully understand what it means.
他们会明白
，To be a witness for God.
要怎么样子的来为你而做见证。
To be able to wherever they go,
无论他们去到哪里
people will look at them,
人会看到他
and see the face of God,
看到上帝的反映出上帝的脸，上帝的属性
and know the grace of Jesus,
上帝的恩典
So I pray for a fresh anointing,
求你的恩膏来膏抹在这里的每一位
a fresh conviction,
有一个新的看见，新的决心。
That as every member of this church goes back to their work, goes back to their daily life.
当每一个弟兄姐妹回到他们的工作岗位上，回到家里的时候
，That they will go out there and not just be who they are, natural and human.
他们不只是按照现在的样子回去
，But they will have a supernatural anointing.
但是他们有一个从天而来的恩膏膏抹在每一个的生命当中
，To do amazing things, even miracles,
来为你做奇妙的事情，甚至神迹奇事
，That the people around them,
以致他们周边的人
will know Jesus,
能够认识耶稣。谢谢你，主耶稣，谢谢你。